Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. This is Miss Donna. Today is Sunday, October 10th, and we are broadcasting live from the wonderful, beautiful city of Atlanta. Our topic this evening, actually it's a question. Are you seeking perfection? Think about that for a minute. Well, for those of you that may be joining us for the first time, since the name of our show is also a question, what is etiquette anyway? I always like to start by answering that question. And etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. I don't know if that's what you want, but I know that is certainly what I want. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So I always like to send kudos out to Charles I and II. Well, once again, are you seeking perfection? Are you one of those personality types that you feel that everything has to be lined up totally perfect? And I can hear some of you out there saying, yeah, how'd you know? Listen, I am so excited about this evening's topic. It is extremely important to me, and I'll share a little bit about my testimony regards to our guest this evening. First of all, I want to introduce to some, but probably just reintroduce to others. He is certainly no, by any means, he is no stranger to the show. He co-hosts many of the shows, Pastor Emmanuel Williams. Pastor Williams, how are you?
I'm fine, Donna. How are you tonight?
I am doing well. I certainly thank you for joining us.
And
we're certainly in for a treat this evening when it comes to talking about this topic. But first, I want to just tell everyone a little bit about our guest and really how I met her. In fact, let me just kind of tell you how I met her, first of all. Just a little bit of my testimony. Her name is Candace Lattimore. And we are actually both a part of a global ministry, and I noticed some readings that she had posted. And when I saw them, you know, many of them really resonated with me. So I messaged her inquiring about the book that she was actually extracting these readings from, and she shared. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. And but anyway, I did order the book. It just has been a blessing to me. But more than that, even, I noticed a posting that she did, and it was titled Progress, Not Perfection. And I thought, oh, wow. Now, that really caught my attention because that is something that I have dealt with, you know, the spirit of perfection, which certainly, you know, will keep you bound, as we'll hear about, and allow you to stay stuck by desiring to make sure that everything you work on or, you know, everything that you do is perfect. So, you know, in my opinion, perfection is a misconception. And but anyway, she also posted a video of her teaching on this subject, and I watched it, and oh my God, listen, it was just amazing. It was absolutely amazing. But for the person I'm talking about, Candace Lattimore is a servant leader, mentor, role model, minister, and admitted gracefully broken child of God. As the youngest of three girls and a single mother of a two-year-old daughter, her passion and life goals is aligning with God's purpose for her life by encouraging and uplifting the spirits of those in need and around her. And so I would like to introduce to our show this evening, Minister Candace. How are you this evening?
Hi, Ms. Donna. How are you? Thank you so much for that introduction.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I am so glad that you are joining us this evening. You know, I know between you and Pastor Williams, so many people are going to certainly be blessed and delivered as well. And, of course, as I mentioned, just wanted to give a little backstory about how you and I actually met. I'm so excited that really from watching your teaching on this subject matter, you know, like I said, it really resonated with me, and I feel that it really freed me a lot from this. And, of course, you know, by no means I have to keep declaring this daily. You know, it's got to be progress, not perfection. So I'm not quite sure where you would like to start. I do know, and I would, guys, like to tell you this, and if it doesn't seem like it, I'm really excited about this because I went back through my journals. I keep four different journals, and I had to go back to figure out which one I actually journaled this information, and it was actually on August 17th when I discovered Minister Candace.
Wow.
Her actual, when she posted her video, and she just taught on it, and I have like 5 pages of notes, okay,
oh,
and
wow.
Scriptures. Yes. And I went back and I studied, and I was just so excited because, you know, normally I have a system of, you know, in the morning I'll do praise and worship and prayer and and so on and study, but I mean, I just had to stop when I saw that, and I had to actually take time to look at that video, and so then I studied from then. So, but listen, you go ahead and start where you feel led to begin, and I'll just kind of hand it over to you for a little bit because, you know, I'm excited. I can go on and on because, like I said, I have 5 pages of notes.
Well, thank you. Please feel free to jump in at any time. This will definitely just be a conversation. And thank you so much for letting me know that. I'm very grateful to hear that. It's such a good thing to hear that something that I can say can affect someone in a certain way because I really am just trying to help someone else out and lift their spirit. And it really just comes from the same place I was at or am at. Just like you, it happens to me hourly. Progress, not perfection. I am that perfectionist person where any task that I undertake, I kind of I want it to be complete and whole and kind of be the best at it. But that's kind of, it's not possible. It's not possible. So one of the things that we do need to remind ourselves is progress, not perfection. And maybe to start, we can just maybe start with what is the definition of progress? Like, what is this thing? Instead of perfection, like, what is it? Progress, the Webster's Dictionary is saying being forward or upward movement toward a destination. And that can be looked at like advancement, improvement, development, or any kind of evolution. So with that, you kind of want to just identify in your life, like, where are the different areas that you may need to progress? And those may look like things that have certain blockages or declines or failures or worsening, or if you're stagnant in a certain area, or even something that you're just now starting and you kind of just now want to see what that looks like. So those would be areas that we want to identify progress in. But however, no one is expected to know everything when you first start it. You know, like, we don't expect a child in preschool to understand geometry. We don't expect to step in the car and wind up at our destination. And we don't expect to buy the groceries at the grocery store and by the time we get home have everything cooked. Everything, each assignment, everything that we undertake is afforded a certain level of grace with respect to the person completing the task. And then again, with respect to the task that's being completed. Like, to say that again, like, when a baby is born, like, when my daughter was born, she didn't come into the world knowing how to walk. She didn't come in knowing how to talk. She didn't know how to chew food. I expected her to learn at her own pace and to gather traits over time, just at a certain degree of advancement, a certain degree of progress. I allowed her that progress, not perfection. But at times, we can be really, really, really hard on ourselves. Like, we are our own worst critics when it comes to our advancing and evolution in life. I know me myself, after I had my daughter and I took to going to the gym, like, I wanted to step into the gym and come out like what I wanted. But that's never going to happen. That was never going to happen. I figured that out the second week. That, goodness, it's not happening. I had to allow myself grace. I had to be kind to myself. I had to, allow different milestones. Like, all right, so what is it that I'm going for? So then at this place, maybe this is something that'll look different. Or even with kids, I can take it back there. I can remember people with kids saying, oh, well, you know, my daughter started walking at 9 months, and another person, well, mine a year. And, those varied. Or whenever kids started speaking, and no two kids talked at the same time. No one started walking at the same time. Like, everyone is allowed to do it at their own pace. Like, you know, but there are those different milestones, like, you know, from 0 to about, what, maybe 2, you do expect that your child has started to at least crawl and started to take certain steps and started to progress towards certain places. But we give them grace, which is like the same grace that we should allow ourselves, that we should show ourselves, like, with respect to anyone and everything. I don't know if I can pause and maybe get your thoughts here on this topic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And in fact, you know, what I've learned is that, and like you said, oftentimes we are our own worst critics. And what I've learned just really here recently is that we have to realize, too, that when we criticize ourselves, we're not just criticizing ourselves, but we're criticizing God as well. Because
yes,
he's the creator. Yeah.
And he doesn't find any fault in us when he looks, just to keep it even from like a parent perspective, to any of us who have kids, like, when you look at your child, like, you don't see any fault in them. Like, I look at my daughter and she's perfect. She's perfect. Mm-hmm. So if she were to say, you know, if she were to start out, you know, I'm ugly or I'm not doing this correctly, or so, it would break my heart. Because I see her perfect. Like, I don't see any misbehavior. I don't see any wrongdoing. So when we do critique ourselves and we get so harsh, like, we get so harsh on ourselves, it saddens God. Because he looks down at us and he sees a perfect work. Like, he sees someone who's trying and someone who's on their way, which is why it's very important for us to show ourselves grace. And it's very important for us to incorporate milestones. Like I said, like, when it comes to a kid, like, they have the, from 0 to this age, they walk and then, or actually hold their head up. We don't even expect walk first. Like, when I first started taking my daughter to the doctor, it was, is she holding her head up? Like, is she recognizing your voice? Like, they're soft steps, you know? Like, it's not, we didn't run at the speed of light into anything. And even if you're any project, if you're cooking a meal, like I said, we don't expect to put the pot roast in the pot and it's done. You know, you set a timer.
Exactly.
You come back and you check on it. You keep it tasted to see, you know, maybe add a little bit more seasoning here or there. But we don't expect it to be done. So with respect to even the natural talents, like the natural things that we expect to progress in, like our jobs, there are also those spiritual things that we also should expect ourselves to progress in. And without knowing if anyone is a preacher, teacher, prophet, or pastor, we can just keep it straight at the fruits of the Spirit, which would be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. A big important one for myself is self-control. Like, what does your progress look like in those areas of your life? Because we focus a lot on our natural. And when we even compare ourselves to others, which is something we shouldn't do, but we also need to focus on our spiritual progress. Like, how are you with your self-control? Like, how are you with your patience toward other people? Because, goodness, when it's traffic, I think we kind of all might lose that battle. We all kind of come
up short.
I'm sure
people are all thinking. Yes. And Candace, let me interrupt you just for a second. And guys, you know how I am. If you've listened to this show more than once, you know when I get excited, and I'm usually excited every week. But I forgot this time to give you our information. Please feel free to join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894. 516-418-5894, or just you can shoot us an email if you'd like to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. And I see also that we have several callers already actually on the line, so I know we promote pretty early. So thank you. So people, that means that they're actually, they're not waiting on me to give them the information. They're going ahead and being proactive, which we certainly appreciate. And callers, we thank you so much for holding on, and we are going to we're going to get to you shortly, absolutely. And those of you sending messages, we will certainly be addressing those as well. But I wanted you to go ahead and finish your statement about from a spiritual perspective, and then we're going to start. We're going to go to our phones, okay?
Oh, sure. To kind of maybe close that up so we can go to the phones, it was just making sure that we identify the need for spiritual progress with respect as well to the natural. And with natural, like, how do we look at our progress? Again, if it's your body, like if it's body goals, you know, you're starting to see yourself in the mirror and it looks like what you want, or you're stepping on the scale and it's the number that you would like, or even in your career, you're starting to make those movements and advancements. But with like the spiritual part of it, that will look like your work. Like, what are the fruits? Like, what are you bearing? Like, if it were, like I say, self-control, like, are you losing your temper at that same rate that you were? Or are you being as patient as you were in the past? And a lot of times, like, we don't like trials and, you know, tribulations, but a lot of times that's where you're finding out what your works are with respect to your spiritual progress.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've heard ministers in the past say you might not want to pray for patience, because if you pray for patience, then you're going to be faced with a lot of impatient situations. And, of course, you're not to complain about it, because normally, you know, if you're impatient and you're put in that, you know, you're put in that situation, the first thing we do is we complain. It's like, don't complain, because you pray for patience. So here is a time for you to start building your patience.
Because
that's the only way you're going to do it, right?
Right, exactly. And maybe instead of praying for so much patience, you know, pray and ask God to ask you, what does that progress look like with respect to patience, so that it's not just so much being thrown into the fire so much. But like I said, you start setting certain milestones for yourself. You know yourself. Like, you know, you spend the most time with yourself. So if you know that, like I said, like in traffic, like this is something that usually sets you off, then, you know, find different things to do, like turn on your favorite broadcast. Hey, turn on Miss Donna Speaks. Like listen to certain music, maybe even books. like, or maybe even plan an earlier drive. But there's certain things that you can do to develop it without certainly being placed right into the fire. But you're never going to know, but you will be placed in fire, because that is where you're going to find out. That's what's working, that fine-tuning that gift and fine-tuning that excellence in ourselves.
Absolutely. That's how we grow and build. And so, caller, thank you so much. We're going to come to the phone. I will identify you by the last four digits of your telephone number. And so when I do identify, then you'll know that I am speaking of you, okay? Let's go to extension 5137, extension 5137. Hello. Extension 5137. Okay, they could be just listening. Okay, that will be perfectly fine. We go to our next caller, extension 7168. Extension 7168, hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. How
hello.
Are you?
I'm doing
hello.
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining our conversation.
Okay, thank you. My name is Barbara Lattimore, and I'd like to say to Candace, this is a very timely topic, and the first time I heard this message, I was so blessed by it. And even now when she did her recap, I am just got blessed all over again, even though it's not a new concept, but it's a concept that we have to be constantly reminded of. And I'm very happy that you have her on the show today, Lady Etiquette, in order to remind us of this very, very important concept to make milestones, progress, and not perfection. And the way I interpret it, she's not telling us not to try, but she's telling us to continue to work toward the mark and have those milestones identified that you want to reach, but not to reach for perfection, because we probably won't reach perfection until we move into another realm. So I'm very thankful for this word, and thank you all for allowing me the opportunity to say that.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, and you're absolutely right. I mean, she's, you know, not saying, you know, because we know we can't be perfect, but there are so many of us that really, really, I guess, you know, when we start striving for it, we think we can, but that's the misconception, is we really can't. And so I know many people will certainly be blessed by this, because I don't care how perfect you try to be, it's not going to happen.
it's not going to happen.
Yeah. So, I was certainly blessed by it as well. And that's why.
It says actually in Galatians 6:3, if anyone thinks they are something more than they are not, then they are deceiving themselves. Like, it's impossible. Like, perfection is, it's not attainable. And even with that, it's like God, he wants us in our weakness. He wants us to identify our weakness, because it tells us that, you know, when we are weak, he is strong.
We want
to identify those areas that we're not perfect in, because that's when we can allow the Father and the Holy Spirit to come in and make us better and actually do his thing and show his work and his awesomeness. So that perfection, like, I don't even want to be perfect, because then that means that, you know, I'm not walking with the Father at all. That means that I'm not utilizing him in my life in the way that he needs to be used.
That's good. That's good. Repeat that again. That's really good.
Let's see. I'll try. So it's like, it's say, for instance, with a parent, like with my daughter, like when she tells me now, like, I got it, mommy, I got it, hurts my feelings. Because my utilization here for her is, as a parent, is to be used. And like with God, like he says, when I am weak, he is strong in my life. So to try to act like I don't need him, and to try to act like I am this perfect creature, means that I don't need him. And it also means that we're not accepting his help, because God will help, but he is God and he follows his own rules, which is that if we don't ask for it, if we don't desire it, if we don't identify those areas where, God, I'm low here, this is the area where I have a deficit and I need you to come in and I need you to do your thing. I need you to lift me up. I need you to make me stronger. That's when we allow him the right to come in and to show out and be God for us.
Mm-hmm. That is so good. Oh, my goodness. And if you guys are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking about, I don't care how you try to be perfect, it's not going to happen. So you're listening to Minister Candace Lattimore. She's just been sharing some great information. I know that you guys are already being blessed. I am. I'm going to go to our next caller, and I thank so much for Barbara for calling and sharing as well. Again, I will identify you by the last four digits in your phone number, extension 8317. 8317. Hello. Extension 8317. Okay, they could be just listening, so let me move on. I may circle back. Extension 6004, extension 6004. Hello? Hello, extension 6004. Hello? Okay, so we may circle back here. Sometimes if people cannot stream us, oftentimes they'll call and they'll listen, which that's perfectly fine. I'm going to jump real quick back to Pastor Williams because I know he is just sitting on something he wants to share regarding what you've shared, Minister Candace. So let's go to Pastor Williams. Pastor Williams. Pastor Williams, are you still there? Hello? Hello? Okay, Pastor Williams, can you hear me? Okay, not quite sure. What might be going on with our lines? Okay, Candace, you're still there, right?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, great. I'm not sure what's going on with our other lines, but no. Listen, what I'm going to do, we're going to take a very quick break, and we will be back and to return to pick up this conversation. So please stay tuned. We will be right back.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
This video is for parents and grandparents and for you because you want your baby to thrive. For a baby, touch is talk. Touch is the most developed sense a small baby has. Skin-to-skin contact is a powerful way to communicate with your baby before your baby can talk to you. Give your baby the gift of feeling deeply connected to you. Give them a baby massage. Create a deep and lasting bond.
The doctor told Evelyn, "I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is you have a tumor on your brain. The good news is the tumor is not cancerous." These words change Evelyn Cartwright's life forever. Will you choose to believe what God's word has to say about what you are facing, or will you choose to believe other sources? She and her amazing testimony was featured nationally on the 700 Club Christian Broadcasting Network. Follow her journey in her book titled, I Know What It Looks Like, But I Choose to Believe God, by Evelyn Cartwright. This is a small book with a huge message. Send your speaking and book order requests to efb1762@gmail.com. That's efb1762@gmail.com.
Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back and we're having this wonderful conversation with Minister Candace. And I know you were, I think your last point, I believe, you were saying that we know that God is, you know, a gentleman and he wants to help us, but he won't do it unless we ask, right? And I know you had said something similar about just kind of associated with our children, right? Right, Candace?
Correct. Mm-hmm. That was what I was saying. Right. Basically that if God, we give him the power, right? Like God has all power, but he allows us free will. He allows us to stand on our own and do our own merit. So if you're, while you're striving for perfection, which is it's an honorable thing to want to get something correct and to want to be right, but it's not always going to be the case. So we have to identify those areas where we are weaker, so we can actually turn inwardly and go to God and ask him to correct those places or ask him to uplift those places or stand in the gap in those areas so he can make us stronger. So we can, you know, press onward towards the mark because that is where we want to go. But there was only one perfect person who walked the face of this earth, and that was Jesus Christ. And we try to attain Absolutely. And become more and more like him, but that's nothing that we can do on our own. But we help ourselves with the benchmarks that we set. But in addition to setting those benchmarks, some of the things that we would like to do is to make sure that we have an evaluation phase, right? Like you have the different, like this is, I want to reach this area by a certain time, but then you have that thing that shows you whether or not you are meeting that mark or if there are different improvements that need to be made. That said, going back to the same statement, like with our kids, like when I was taking my daughter to the doctor when she was like first born and we were checking in on different milestones, there were also evaluations like that allowed me to express if I had any concern, like, you know, if she wasn't doing things in the right order so that I could be like alarmed and so that I could put that forward to a doctor and say, hey, there's something going on. So we want to make sure that, like, yes, that benchmarks and milestones to make sure that we're not putting perfection on ourselves, But make sure that we check in and have an evaluation phase, like, so that we're not just wandering aimlessly and so that we can, like, identify for ourselves. But even with that, other things to consider about our road to perfection, our strive toward in progress, not perfection, but our strive in progress, is there certain factors that play a resounding mark with respect to consistent progress? Like, and one of those would be, like, surroundings. Like, what are you surrounding yourself with? Like, how is that helping you? Like, what are you feeding yourself? Like, for instance, if you're trying to kick a habit, if you're you might be a smoker, you might be someone who's doing something that you want to stop, are you surrounding yourself with people that do the same thing, or are you surrounding yourself with people that would require differently out of you? Another factor would be, like, your learning environment. And my daughter, when she was learning how to speak or learning how to talk, I tried myself, of course, to try to teach her how to talk and how to enunciate and say things properly, but I wasn't the correct learning environment. Like, the second that I put her in daycare, it took off. And she was coming home and saying so many different phrases and so many different words, and it's because she was in the right learning environment. So with respect to some of the things that we're trying to progress in, some of the things you might want to ask yourself is, what are my surroundings? Like, what am I doing? Who am I around myself with? Who am I entertaining? And what's my learning environment? Like, am I putting myself in an atmosphere that's conducive to consistent progress? And another factor is, as well, is the time that you're spending on your task. Again, with teaching my daughter to talk or teaching her certain things, I was only spending about as much time as I could, because with respect to other things, like, other life was going on. Like, I'm not a teacher. That's not my craft. But again, when we put her in school, that's the amount of time they spend on it. So when I tell you, like, there's a difference between, like, what she learns in school now and what she learns at home, and it's so amazing, to the point where she is now teaching herself, or she's learning in this environment where it's allowed her to flourish. So because the amount of time that she's spending on the task at school, so now she's in the proper environment, surrounded by the proper people, spending the proper amount of time to make the good amount of progress.
Absolutely. Very good. I was just looking back to it, some of my notes, and I noticed in mentioning environment, I noticed one thing that I wrote down in my notes is, environment can delay progress. You mustn't be comfortable in stagnation.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, what causes us to become stagnant and not being able, you know, just kind of, you're just stagnant. You're at a standstill.
Yeah, because a lot of times entertaining bad company, bad ideas, and wrong mindsets, like, that certainly can make a difference to our growth. Like, sometimes you don't want to outgrow people, you know? Sometimes you want to move at the same pace they are, and that can cause us to be stagnant. Sometimes, like, it's time for you to outgrow people. It's time for you to increase, like, the places that you go. It's time for you to change things up so that you can learn more. Like, it said, you know, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're not that smart. You know what I'm saying? You need to pick another room. Because you have to allow yourself to be in an environment where you're growing, where something more is happening. And it's not to say that you can't bring people with you, as long as it's in the plan. Because, you know, that's another topic. But as long as it's in the plan to bring people with you, that's okay. But you definitely need to seek the environment that would cause you to flourish better. And you can feel that in your spirit. You can feel that in the amount of progress that you're making. Like, if you're in an environment and it just feels bad, or, you know, like, if you wouldn't put a pot roast that you're trying to cook in a certain amount of time in a different timer, or not with the right fluid or the correct amount of water or seasoning. Like, you put it in there conducive to what you would like to get out of it. So a lot of times you have to seek different environments. Like, you have to seek different growth opportunities. And again, it's not striving for perfection. It's just striving for progress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Going to go back to the phones. And again, I will identify you by the last four digits in your phone number. Then you will know that I'm speaking to you. I'm going to go to extension. Looks like a 0483, extension 0483. Hello. Hello, 0483. Okay, they may be just listening. Let's see if I can go back to Pastor Williams. Let's see if he is there. Pastor
I'm
Williams?
There.
Okay, wonderful. Hi. I know. Okay, so I'm sure you want to jump in on this conversation. I just know you're itching to do so. So give us some feedback, Pastor.
Well,
what's on your mind?
I can certainly agree with the framework and the paradigm that your guest has conceived that perfection is not always attainable, but certainly we should strive for progress. And that has to be kept before the individual. They have to realize that maybe that progress is only going to be in terms of inches instead of feet, but so long as there is progress, then that is the important element. At the same time, one also has to recognize that they shouldn't give up if they're making small progress, but that they should continue on and go to the farthest extent they can in accomplishing their goal. But that becomes then an individual matter, and each person has different drives. Different personality, their upbringing is going to influence the way they approach life and they approach accomplishing goals, and that's certainly a factor that also has to be taken into consideration. And I say that because my mother was a perfectionist. And so for her, I had to be, quote, I had to meet her standards, and that just became a part of my life. I mean, I recognized that when I brought home a report card, she was going to examine it, and then if she saw something that she questioned, she certainly would ask why I achieved a lesser grade than what she thought it should be. And that was my motivation. Okay, I'm going to try and do better at the next reporting period. But I knew what her expectations were as a child, and I had to live with that. That was the environment in which I was raised. That then transferred into my music training. I started out playing classical piano when I was four. And with music, perfection means playing the particular piece perfectly as it is written. There is no substitute. There is no lesser goal. The goal is to play it perfectly. And if you don't play it perfectly, then your teacher will certainly inform you of that. And, of course, sometimes the audience will also be aware of that. So there are certain aspects of life where we strive for perfection. We strive to do the best of our ability. And then if the best of our ability is not sufficient, certainly that is an opportunity to talk to the Lord about it and ask for his help in that particular endeavor, believing that he is able to empower us through his divine power to reach the stated goal, whatever that may happen to be. So I again say, yes, the focus for us should always be to be moving in a positive direction to achieving our goal, recognizing that sometimes we might not reach the ultimate mark, but certainly we want to be able to say that we tried. And then again, as I said, there was always divine intervention. There was always the opportunity to ask God for help in that way so that we can achieve our goals.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. Very, very well put. Thank you so much. And guys, again, if you're just joining us, where have you been? No worries. You'll be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. I'm certainly going to suggest that you do that because you've missed quite a bit. This has been very, very enlightening. I am going to, let's see, Minister Candace.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm just going to try, guys, and I see our switchboard is lit up again, so we're going to come to you. I'm going to try to do one quick email here, and then we're going to come back to our lines. And keep in mind, if you are holding on, thank you so much for doing so, and I will be with you in just a second. Remember, when I come to you, I will identify you by the last 4 digits of your phone number. Here's one that says, Miss Donna, I am so grateful that you are doing this show because I am a type A personality and desire to have all T's crossed, I's dotted, and when I see one mistake, I get paralyzed because I don't want to make another. I am looking forward to this. This comes from Karen in Dayton, Ohio. Karen, thank you so much for that. And I'm sure that statement that you made is certainly applies to a lot of our listeners as well. So thank you certainly for sharing that. What do you think, Candace? I'm pretty sure a lot of people
definitely agreed. I same kind of personality, same person. Like definitely, like get paralyzed if I can't get that task resolved, and that's why it was certainly just placed in my spirit. Like when I started teaching on this topic, progress, not perfection, mm-hmm. because like the Father just came to me and was like, Candace, be patient with yourself. And you have to be patient with yourself and show yourself grace because we are patient with other people. Like I would ask your caller to just reflect on how she is with other people. And I'm pretty sure she's patient. I'm pretty sure like she's endearing when other people are at a crossroads or not doing things as perfectly as they should do. And we have to be that patient with ourselves, or we're always going to be in that constant struggle because there's never going to be anything that we're going to do at that perfect place. It's just, it's not going to happen. That in itself is asking for trouble. We have to set those milestones. We have to show ourselves those amounts of grace. And even more so, we have to incorporate those spiritual progress lines too, because that's going to help. Like that's going to help with those natural progression marks that you're trying to make too. Because like I said, even mm-hmm. if it's just fruits of the spirit, those things are also going to be things that you're showing yourself first, like that kindness and that patience and that self-control and gentleness and love. And you have to be able to be that for yourself before you can be that for anyone else. But to agree with Pastor who previously spoke, like you should indeed always still try to progress because like you never know whose salvation, you never know whose destiny, you never know whose deliverance attached to you making that move. You never know who's watching you. Like me, myself, like if I have to think about who's watching me directly, I would say my daughter. But I can't tell you how many times someone has come to me and they've remarked about something that I did, and I'm surprised because I never even knew that you were looking, or certain roles that, you know, when you start to achieve higher and you open up another position for someone else to actually step into the role that you were in, and now that you can provide yourself as a mentor to them in certain fashions. But definitely just set that marker and let it be something that you can see. Make it visual. I know for myself, I need to be a visual person. Like, I have to see it. Like, and I used to think that I could keep it in my head and be like, okay, yeah, I know I need to get this done. I know I want to reach this mark, but it's just in my mind. And that gets reevaluated throughout the day. So make it visual, like put it down on a piece of paper and set those milestones and those markers out for yourself so it can act as a sort of reminder and reward yourself. Reward yourself when you reach those milestones. I read something the other day that certainly hit home. And it was like, just to paraphrase, it was like, you know, congratulate yourself for the person that you are now, because it took a long time for you to get there. And that was a place that you once prayed to be at. And a lot of times we don't take the time to stop and say, you know what? I am not where I was. I am at that place where I want it to be. I may not be perfect. I may not be like, you know, I may not be that, what, CEO of the Fortune 500 company, if that's something that you want to do, or I may not be able to run that 5-mile marathon yet, but, you know, I am staying on the treadmill for 2 miles, or I am actually striving further. I know that's where the message came from myself, because I had to reflect and look at where I was and say, I am definitely not where I was last year. And even though I want to be so much further, I had to be proud of myself, because it took a lot to get here. It was a lot of tears, a lot of struggles, like it hurt, and it developed my walk with God and made that stronger, and I had to be proud. And a lot of times we need to stop and do that for yourself, like say congratulations, take yourself out for that ice cream, you know, go spend that 5 extra minutes on that walk or do something for yourself. Celebrate that area that you actually have accomplished. And that is what setting milestones allows you to do.
And that is really, really good. And mainly because, you know, as we said earlier, you know, we have a tendency to be very hard on ourselves. And so,
yeah,
you know, if you know, for those of you who are listening, including myself, we have to repent from that. We have to ask for forgiveness, you know, for Lord, forgive me for being so hard on myself and critical, because when you're hard on yourself, it's the same thing as saying that you're critical, you know, regarding yourself. And again, you know, when we do that, then there's no room for us much to you know, for any grace. So with you saying that we certainly have to make sure that we allow some grace for ourselves, I'm going to go, okay, so I see what we're up against here. We're going to be running out of time soon. So I'm going to come back to the phones. We're going to try to circle back to the callers. I think we may have called on some of these now or prior, so we're going to try it again. Here is 6461. If your number ends in the last four digits are 6461. I am speaking with you, and you can certainly join the conversation. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
I'm good. This is JD, one of Candace's close friends. I just wanted to say that I'm so happy to hear her on your show tonight. I'm so proud of her, and I want to know what her advice is for someone to keep progressing. I know sometimes we might get a little comfortable where we are. We might get a little stagnant. So what advice do you have, Candace, for somebody who just wants to keep progressing every day?
Great question.
Well, I would.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And thank you so much, JD, for calling in. Thank you so much for your support. My advice would be identify those things that you want to progress in, right? Like, don't make it so, and I had to do that for myself, like, don't make it such a ambiguous thing. Like, identify those things, write them out, and then see what that identify the goals. Like, what does that progress look like? Like, I know on my job we have like development plans, like for your career. Like, if you want to ultimately be like the head of something, they'll show you different stair steps or different things like inside of the progress, what it looks like until you get there. So maybe do that. Like, okay, I know I want to, let's say, run the 5 miles. So what does that look like in stair steps? Does that mean you know, within month or month one or month two that I'm running 2 miles, and then after that I'm running 4 miles, and then just identify like the goal and then identify the steps. But definitely first identify.
That's very good. And I certainly like, too, with you saying that, you know, we should make sure that we celebrate and reward ourselves along the way. That is very important, and that is part of us encouraging ourselves as well, correct?
Exactly. Definitely encouraging yourself. Make sure you celebrate that progress that you are making, because you're not who you were. Like, as long as you're reaching towards some type of goal, you're not where you were. And that's definitely exemplary, and that's definitely something to be marveled at. Like, nobody is you and can do what you've been doing. So celebrate that.
Absolutely. And I know, and right now, and thank you so much for calling for to ask, you know, that question. And callers, I am just going to go ahead and apologize up front right now because we are running out of time. And I know this is going to definitely spill over. I have not, and I apologize, I have not been able to address all of the messages as well, and I do apologize for that. I mean, I'm just so glad that people are certainly, they're really, this is really resonating with everyone because I know we all deal with this. So I'm going to ask you, Candace, and if we'll do that now, will you be available again to come back to continue? Because I already we're just not going. Okay. All right. Are you available next Sunday?
I'm sure. I definitely.
Perhaps to
I'm
do a part
Sunday.
Two.
Okay, sure.
So,
and if
guys,
anybody
heard
has different calls or different things that you have, just put them out there so we can actually, I can get some answers for you throughout the week so we can make it a robust discussion.
Absolutely. And so, guys, so I will let you know right now that, yes, we will continue this conversation on next week because I know that you all do realize, if you've listened to me more than one time, you know that I do not like to, I don't like to conclude the show without all the questions asked because we want to make sure that we're certainly interacting with our listeners, and we certainly do appreciate you taking the time to communicate with us. So as you've heard, we will continue this conversation on next week. I want to quickly see if we can address at least one more of our messages. Ms. Donna, thanks for the timely content. I have a disease to make sure everything is perfect. In fact, many say I deal with OCD. I'm looking forward to hearing this message. Thanks for what you do. By the way, I've listened for 4 years. Keep up the good work. This comes from Jonathan in Alpharetta. Jonathan, thank you so much for that. And so I know you said that you deal with OCD. And I think, you know, a lot of people may think that as well, Candace, that's part of, you know, the spirit of perfection. But
definitely.
Again, we will, and I just want to just take a moment. And again, guys, I am sorry if we did not get to you. Please, please join us again on next week. And I'm going to ask you also if you would share this link with others, because someone that you know that is, if not yourself, it's someone else that you know is certainly dealing with this. I do want to thank you so much, Minister Candace, for joining us. You've definitely been a blessing, and Pastor Williams, of course, want to thank you as well, and you're always a blessing each time you join us, so I appreciate
welcome.
That as well. Absolutely. And so, guys, again, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Gosh, time really flies when you're having fun. Thanks for supporting our show and those of you who listen and communicate email. If you're joining us for the first time, thank you so much. Welcome to our What is Etiquette Anyway family. And, of course, I certainly do thank our loyal listeners who tune in each week. We're so glad that you're a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. If you have a topic or question you'd like to hear us discuss, please make sure that you let us know, and we'll see what we can do about making sure that we address that topic. We appreciate when you tell your friends and family about our show. And in fact, you know, after all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That happens to be one of my favorite proverbs, and that comes from Proverbs 3:3. And as we remind you each week, certainly you want to initiate an act of kindness. I want to go back, and I want to just applaud Minister Candace and and Pastor Williams as well. Again, I thank you so much. I certainly do appreciate you. And again, guys, we will continue this conversation in our part two episode on next week. So get ready, okay? I always like to invite you to make sure that you initiate at least one act of kindness this week, okay? And continue to stay safe. We will talk again next week. Good night, take care, and God bless.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and What is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.